boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Sometimes I swear having a boyfriend is like having a child.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything you bring home, they think it's for them.
100%, including snacks.
Oh my!
Like, I paid my hard-earned money on that. Don't you dare touch it.
Snacks yesterday, it was a goodie bag that I brought home. Our friends at Poncheros hooked us up with some cool stuff, including like a shirt and a sweatshirt. And I was giving him a haul, like, oh my gosh, look at all the cool stuff that I got. I love. And he immediately is like, oh, I'm going to need that. I want to wear that. Can I wear that? I need to wear that before you wear that. I'm like, wait a minute. That's not, this was a haul. Like, look what I got. Not, look what I am giving to you to wear because it is yours. It is mine. And he didn't even ask. It was just, I need that. Give me that.
Can it's funny that you say that because I also gave my boyfriend Neighbor Man a haul because I got a goodie bag from Poncheros as well. And I'm showing him the t-shirts and all the fun things that we got. And he was like, let me tell me there's a free burrito card in there. Tell me. And I said, I'm like, hold your horses. We haven't gotten through the haul yet.
Let me do the haul.
Yeah.
The full way.
And so I show him the burrito card and he goes, okay, those are all mine, right?
Oh my God.
Excuse me?
Greedy.
I'm like, because I'm a nice girlfriend, yeah, you can have one.
You can have a burrito card.
You can have one burrito. But the chips and queso is also mine,
too. Oh, that is honestly worth breaking up over. It is.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I really hate when people on TikTok are funnier than me, but they are.
That's one of my favorite comments to see.
Me too.
Like something along the lines, I hate when people are hotter than me, or I hate when people are like funnier than me. And I'm like, you know what? I love that you know where you're at in life. You know
God,
what I'm saying?
But seriously, there's some of the most funny stuff on TikTok.
If you think you're funny, go to TikTok because you're not.
No, you're not. You're definitely not. Somebody is always funnier. And the post that got me going was really so stupid in theory. It's just text on the screen. And it says, you're a burglar, but you only steal items that slightly inconvenience your victims.
This sounds like this is up your alley, Taylor. What are you talking about?
I know. That's why I stopped. I'm like,
you got an evil, okay, nobody talks to Taylor like I talk to Taylor. She's got an evil brain a little bit.
I can appreciate scheming.
Uh-huh.
So
what do you mean that people were funnier than you? Because I feel like you'd be the top comment.
Well, I mean, I guess I didn't really think about it. I have some of my favorite comments. And then maybe we can talk about our own ideas for it. So they said, what are you stealing? Everybody chime in the comments. They said they're taking the remote batteries. Classic. Very inconvenient.
I used to do that to my dad all the time, but that was just because I needed it for my toys.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you it works.
Some of my favorites. I'm not stealing anything, just leaving a note thanking them for letting me take things, and then they'll just wonder what I took. That's like serious serial killer energy.
That's like, my brain is messed up, but not that messed up. I would have never thought of that.
I would have never thought of that either. The little ring that the glass plate in your microwave sits on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to work without that. Somebody said, all of the seasonings. Enjoy your bland food.
Yeah, nobody likes that.
Mm. All of the towels, but leave behind the washcloths.
Those are the worst.
Well, yeah. And imagine getting out of the shower and being like, I only have a washcloth. That's horrifying. Only the left socks. Classic. I really like this. All of the
Wait,
labels.
There's a left sock?
Well, they mean like one from the pair.
Oh, okay. I was like, have I been wearing my socks wrong?
Some of them are labeled with an L and an R. I really like that somebody said they would take all the labels off of the canned goods. So then you don't know if you're having like green beans or yams or canned
also,
corn.
Also, that's dangerously evil.
Evil genius. I don't know what I would take. I would really want to make somebody inconvenienced.
The thing that I always loved, and I don't know if it's along the lines of this, is when I hear like breakup stories and like,
oh yes,
the guy or the girl will leave fish behind. and then just let it rot. They like put it in the curtains or something. It's That's disgusting. Something that one day I do want to do. I just haven't had the moment. What?
Do you want to have a breakup so bad that you leave tuna behind?
Yes.
Neighbor man. Are you hearing this?
It's those girls in the afternoon. And trending with Kaler.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
Be ready to start counting those $100 bills in our wallet because I think I might have a case against Apple. Dude, we're going to be rich.
So jealous. I constantly wish I was part of class action
lawsuits.
Well,
I'll let you be a part of it.
Please.
You got to first tell me if I even have anything. That's why I'll let you have some money, okay?
Mm-hmm. Call me Kim K. I didn't go to law school.
Neither one of you did.
Nope.
Okay, so one of the, you don't have an Apple Watch. I know that you've worn one.
I tried for a while. It took me a solid week to just crack the literal screen on it. So I'm not a fan.
So I've worn one for years, and I know I have this feature set up because it's gone off before. But one of the features on the Apple Watch is that if you fall, it will say, hey, we've detected a fall.
What?
It does.
I guess, like I said, I didn't wear mine long enough to ever experience that.
Girl, when I tell you I completely fell on my face today and it never went off. And this is when I really needed it to go off because my phone was in the house. I fell in the driveway and I was like, I think I shattered my ankle. And I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, who do I call? What do I can't call anyone. This is when I needed the Apple Watch to be like, hey, did you fall in? And you can't get up? Yes, I have. Call somebody. And it didn't pop up. I was so mad.
I'm so confused. What? I guess if this is a serious concern of yours, then maybe you do need to invest in Life okay. Alert.
Oh, well, that's not where
right?
I
don't know.
We need to make it, I don't know, socially acceptable to call out of work simply because you're having a bad morning or a bad day.
And not be judged for it.
Uh-huh. I got the BTO hours. Mind your business.
Yeah, none of your business why I'm having a bad day. But why are you having a bad day? Like me prying.
Okay. I told you a couple minutes ago about how my Apple Watch failed me when I fell, right? Well, before we get to that, it first started with me going on a walk with my dogs. And there's like some brick roads in Marion. Not a lot. There's only a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a little uneven, okay? It's fine. That's what happens with brick. And I'm just walking with the dogs. Next thing I know, my ankle goes psh, psh, in a like you know.
A weeble wobble.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I about fell. Thank God I didn't, but it almost did. And I was like, ooh. Well, my ankle feels fine. I think we can continue to walk. Walk was over. Everything was dandy. Fast forward. So I've made my breakfast. I'm ready to get to go into work, but I need to take Zaw out one more time.
Mm-hmm.
So I tell Zaw, let's go outside. Evie's like, me too. I'm like, Evie, you've already emptied your entire tank, trust me, in the whole town of Marion. I think you're good. So she darts out of the door before I could even catch her.
Yeah.
And so she's not on a leash. And she really needs to be on a leash because she just likes to go running. So I'm like, Evie, no, like, come back. So she goes behind the house, and I'm running after her, not paying attention to what's underneath me. And it's our driveway, which is a little unlevel.
Mm-hmm.
And there I go, my ankle. Again, wobbly wobble, and I go flat on my face. That's where I'm mad because my Apple Watch never once said, hey, we've detected a fall. My ankle hurt so bad. I thought I shattered it. I was like, my hands are still on fire. You ever like scrape your body on
such
cement?
A gross feeling?
Yeah. My hands are still on fire from the day. My knee is all scuffed up from it, and my ankle hurts so bad. And I was like, at this moment, I was like, what do I do? Because I think I did break. I thought I broke my ankle. I'm like, I can't call anyone. Do I just stumble back to the door? And in that moment, I'm like, can I just text Taylor and tell her I'm calling out just because I don't want to fall again for the day. I'm done. I'm done twisting my ankle. I'm over it, which is a stupid reason to call out, but.
I get it, and I probably would, especially because not only does it hurt, but it's worse when you're just, like, so mad about it.
I was so mad. And then Evie comes back like, oh, are you hurt? Of course I'm hurt. And it's because of you.
Honestly, if anything, I'm more like, maybe you shouldn't go home.
Why?
Because she is the cause of the problem.
She is the cause of the problem.
So maybe you should spend a night away. So you need to stay the night at work is what I decided.
Oh, God, no.
Sorry.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
Ladies, gentlemen, girls and boys, hoodie season has arrived.
Can we talk about what I'm wearing today?
Sure, let's make it about you. I love nothing more.
You know, this is called the Taylor Window Update.
Of course.
Would
go
you,
off.
But do you mind? If
I would never stop you from talking about you.
It has to go with what you were talking about.
You do have a sweatshirt on.
Okay, so I don't know about you, but I was so cold this morning. What was going on out there? I don't know. Well, we've had our windows open for the last like 3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I woke up and it was like, freaking winter out there, man. It was so cold.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm shivering. I don't know what to do. So I put on my fleece-lined leggings.
Oh.
Is
this what you have on currently still?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know they were fleece-lined.
Oh, girl, they're fleece-lined.
Wow.
I'm so toasty down there.
Yeah,
don't ask questions.
I don't want to know about that.
It's like cooking an oven down there.
Oh, gross.
Anyways, I almost wore my Ugg boots, but I thought, don't be that girl yet. It's not
Oh,
time.
I think that's totally acceptable.
You do? Well,
no,
then
why
what
not?
The heck? I need to go home and change. Because the Ugg boots would have looked so much cuter than what I'm wearing. I wore boots still, but the Ugg boots, I mean, they're fake. Don't worry. I can't afford Ugg boots. But I wanted to wear those instead.
I was tempted to wear Ugg boots yesterday.
What?
And it was like 78. So I feel like it's time we embrace all the things. The Ugg boots. The flannels.
Mm-hmm.
The sweatshirts. And I guess fleece-lined sweaty butts.
Cooking
I don't
butt,
know.
Yeah. Let me know if you want it.
No, I don't want anything.
I don't
want
to go
period.
Too far. But
don't. You can end the sentence there.
You used to be office roomies with Chris Jackson from our sister station, X107.5.
Yeah, he would sit at the computer in there if he needed to like edit videos and things. So we had some crossover time.
I will literally pay you $100 to take him back. Please.
I can't decide if that's a good deal or not.
Please, I beg of you, take him back. I'm currently sharing an office with him, and I don't think it's going to work out.
Okay.
First off, the man just creeps in. You have no idea he's in there. Because the way my desk faces, it's like my back is always to the door.
Yeah.
And so I turned around. I about fell to the ground because I was like, you've been sitting in here? How long? Like,
Were you
scrolling.
Doing something embarrassing?
I mean, what if I farted? I don't
That's
do that.
That's horrifying.
I do. I was like, you didn't see me scrolling on Facebook? No, I'm just kidding. But he creeps in the room constantly. You never know he's in there. He's so quiet.
Okay.
He's like a little mouse. All right. He'll randomly burst out to things to you and just expects you to talk to him. And I'm like, okay, I guess we're having a conversation now. And girl, he's got strong cologne. But there's also that. And brings no snacks.
You have a lot of complaints. I wasn't expecting this.
I do. And this was only like day two of having to share an office with him. I don't know if I can handle any more. That's why I'm saying I'll give you $100.
Well, what is so surprising to me, because you love to chit chat, is that you're bothered that he wants to chit chat.
It was maybe to not today, because I was very busy today.
Oh,
he could have bothered me any other day. I would love to talk his ears off. You know I do.
Mm-hmm.
But not today. Don't burst out right and then expect me to know the answer. I'm like, can I do some research?
What?
He's like bursting out things and I'm like, expect me to know the answer. And I'm like, I don't know the answer.
I would love to hear his side of this.
Then share a room with him. Take him back.
I'm good. No.
I absolutely love checking in on those girls' sweat squad a couple times throughout the day. I'll do it in the morning, like actually in between sets at the gym. I'll check in, see what people are up to. Oh, you didn't
smart.
Think? Yeah. Like, okay, so I'll do a set. Rest for like a minute to two, and I'll hop on those girls' sweat squad, see what everybody's up to in the morning, or did I miss anything like the night before?
Yeah.
Right. And then I'll check while I'm at work really quick. And then right before bed, I love to just scroll through the group and mm-hmm. check what are our besties up to and chat with them. There's a lot of people that we have gotten to know more because of those girls' sweat squad.
Absolutely.
Somebody who actually inspired me is Joni. She's been posting, I would say, almost every day now since she's joined the group.
Very consistently.
I love it. But she really loves going for runs in the morning.
Oh my God, I'm so envious.
I know. She always posts like really cool pictures of views or whatever. And then she always has a quote to go with it, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
Joni actually kind of inspired me. Now, I didn't go for a run. I still have a mental block in my head. I'm hoping to get over that. And honestly, Joni is inspiring me to get over it before the end of the year. That's my goal. I want to run okay. something. For a mile, half a mile, walk, I don't know.
Damn.
Before the end of the year. But she inspired me because she always goes in the morning that I was like, I'm going to go for a walk with my dogs this morning.
Mm.
So I let her know. I was like, hey, girl, you inspired me this morning. I went for a walk.
Dude, I was like, oh my gosh, she's up at it before the sun's mm-hmm. up. Like, if somebody else can do it, maybe that can get me out of bed even just 5 minutes earlier. That's the whole point of those girls' sweat squad. Even if it's not like, okay, it's a competition of who can run the fastest. That's totally not the vibe.
No.
It's just seeing other people putting in the work and being like, you know what? I'm inspired and I'm going to do that too.
100%. There was a post just yesterday where somebody said, I have a gym membership, but I haven't been back. I'm insecure. I get nervous because I don't have anybody else to go with.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that I think that they are seeing other people going to the gym. They're like, I want to do that. Just like how I saw Joni, and I'm like, I want to run.
Yes.
If you want to get inspired, if you want to get motivated on whatever fitness journey you're at, Those Girls Sweat Squad is a private group on Facebook, and we would love to hang out with you, talk with you, and have you join.
We're nearing 800 besties.
We're so close.
Join the squad. Enjoy some positivity and pat yourself on the back because everybody could use that.
Yeah.
It's Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. It's a private group. Request to join, and we will get you in as quickly as we can this afternoon.
I was being serious when I told you a couple minutes ago, I will give you $100 to be office roomies again with Chris Jackson.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sold.
I know I'm not going to sell you with this either. This is definitely not going to help my case. The man respectfully wears a lot of cologne. I think everybody knows that in this building because the man will walk down a hallway and you're like, Chris Jackson was here. And you're like, oh, no, where is he? He walked down here 10 minutes ago. It's still lingering.
You can follow the smell trail.
It smells great. It smells fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's a cologne I'd probably want my boyfriend. Well, not actually, maybe
don't
not.
Don't say weird things.
Because Chris wears it, so I don't know if I'd want that. But it's good, okay? I don't hate it.
Yes.
But the room was powerful today. So then I thought to myself, why don't I pull a joke on him? I'm going to pack on the perfume myself.
Mm.
And then he'll get a taste of what he gives everybody else, okay?
Well, yeah, because to be fair, he probably has no idea that
it's that strong.
Yeah, he's got some strong cologne.
I was thinking about doing this, and then I was going to tell you and ask, like, what you think. However, about 10, 20 minutes walk pat or go by, and I'm on my walking pad, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm stinky. Like, I started to stink so bad, and I wore deodorant this morning. I don't know what happened.
Thanks for clarifying.
I think it's because I'm wearing a big sweatshirt. I'm sweating. I'm walking. I started getting real stanky, okay? Mm-hmm. So I was like, I really actually have to put on the perfume now. So this is my test. I'm going to pack it on. I'm going to tick him off. Let's do it.
Mm.
So I put it on. Not even 20 seconds later, he goes, oh, God, what is that? And I was like, what? And he's like, did you just spray some perfume in the air? And I said, no, I sprayed it on me. And he goes, oh, it smells like you sprayed it in the air. Did you just walk past me? I was like, well, I walked behind you, so you probably got some of it. Here's the thing. I wanted to put that perfume on him because I was starting to stink so bad that my fear was he would walk up to you and be like, dude, Destiny's BO is real bad. Have you ever noticed
that? Oh, my God. I can say that's never happened.
That he's talking about my BO? That was a one
that
time.
That anybody has approached me about your, like, your bodily smells. I don't know. Nobody does that to me.
Okay, thank God. I was just curious if they didn't.
This is a PSA. If anybody was tempted to let me know that Destiny needs to put deodorant on, don't.
Just go to Destiny.
Please, she is an adult.
Oh, it tis the season for fundraisers.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. My sister, my nephews are doing Cub Scouts, so I think that's like popcorn. Mm. I just got hit with one on Facebook. An old coworker of mine is like, hey, my daughter needs help. She's so close to this fundraiser. And then I got hit with a text message earlier today, and it was like, oh, man, this is where I have a problem with the university. Not just the university, I should say. I got beef. Help the Midland University diving team with this fundraiser. And it was a text message with a link. And I'm like, I don't click links.
No.
Because there's scammers everywhere. They're trying to get everything, okay? Midland University. That sounds familiar. Like, I think I know somebody who goes there. Like, I think I have a cousin who goes there, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Here's the thing. If you're going to send me fundraisers, tell me you're sending me fundraisers, all right? Because I'm not going to click the suspicious links. I'm not.
Yeah, that's what's crazy is, like, that everything is digital now.
Yeah, and that's fine.
I guess I didn't realize that you just can, like, put someone's phone number in and send them a link without being like, hi, Destiny, this is your sister, and yeah. I'm telling you that this is coming your way. You know what I mean? Like, and you're just getting blindsided?
And sometimes they do that, because I have had that before. Like, hey, it's Jessica, and help the Cedar Rapids Warriors, you know, and their fundraiser. And I've had that before, but this one didn't have a name on it. And I'm like, okay, put your name on it or send me a text saying, hey, you're going to get one. Mm. It's not a sketchy link. Like, this is real. Because here's the thing. I'm like, I think it's a cousin. I had to Google search. I'm still searching to figure out who the heck goes to Midland University, and I don't know.
No, I hate it. I would like to talk about what we went through.
Oh, yeah, back in our day.
Okay.
Back in our day, kids.
I want to talk about jump rope for heart, okay? I want to talk about going to grandma's house with the catalog saying, grandma, if you don't buy this chocolate bar, I'm not going to get this jump rope, and I'm going to lose my mind over it.
Yes, we had jump rope for heart. We had the magazines. You had to go door to door. These kids don't even know what door to door is anymore.
No. I'm saying,
and you had the candy bars where you had to try to convince your teachers and your classmates to buy. We had a rough, man.
Oh my God, we were like drug dealers. Swear to God. Something I've noticed recently is that people think that I'm really sad when my office lights are off.
I can see that.
Because normally I don't sit with the lights off. It doesn't bother me to have them on. But if I'm like tucked around the corner, my motion sensor can't see me. And I'm honestly just lazy, and I don't like to roll my chair backwards every 5 minutes when the lights switch off. So instead, I now have a tiny little lamp that I just flick on so that I don't have to sit in the complete dark. But I can't tell you how many people either come into my office if the door is shut or walk by and are like, are you okay? Do you want me to turn the light on? And I'm like, you can if you want. I'm just lazy. I don't want to get up and move. I don't know how to turn the motion sensor off. I'm kind of vibing, actually, if you want to know how I'm feeling.
It's kind of funny because I think it's like, it totally has to be your personality can determine if someone's going to say something or not. Because like, I have my lights off all the time, but even at the beginning, nobody ever said anything because I think there's like, oh.
Well, she's never okay.
I think it's because I cry way too much that's the problem. But you, on the other hand, right? You're bubbly.
To who? Let's not start lying.
Maybe bubbly isn't a good way to describe you. You don't cry is the best way to describe you. So you wouldn't have the light out, you know?
Right.
And if you do have the light out, I'd be like, oh, she's crying, you know?
No.
If Destiny finally did it. She finally made her cry.
Oh, don't get crazy. No, if anything, it means I'm hiding from you.
She's not wrong.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Can you imagine finding out if you got extra credit on a really important test? From Taylor Swift.
Wait, Really?
No.
Oh.
I just wanted to see how riled up I could get you.
I'm like, I'll go back to college. What are you talking about?
Well, no. Technically, no. Not from Taylor Swift. But there is a professor going viral for kind of doing that. It's at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. The class is Social Media Strategy, taught by Professor Pittman. So he gave the option to the students that they could earn extra credit on one of their exams if they chose to find out their grade through a Taylor Swift song. What I mean by this is,
I don't know if I'd do this.
He's gonna make you stand up in front of the class.
Oh, dear God. Okay.
He's going to play a Taylor Swift song, and that's going to let you and everybody watching know you passed or you failed.
So, love, songs.
Good. You passed. Happy, excited, love.
Okay.
Songs.
Bad.
Bad breakup means you failed and obviously did not get that extra credit.
Would you have done this?
No. No, I didn't like walking into a lecture hall, let alone standing up in front of everybody.
Even if it was extra credit?
No, I didn't care that much. So only three students chose to do it.
I wonder why.
Because it could potentially be humiliating. So, he basically was calling students out by name, and they would stand up, and he would reveal or not if they passed or failed. He also did mention if the song is about a breakup, you failed. And the worse the breakup, the worse the grade. Because, you know, there's levels, right? You've got like Joe Jonas, which was pretty, she was young, right? And silly. But then there's some that are like pretty brutal. So the three that he shows, he first calls out somebody by the name Carpenter, S. They stand up in front of the class. And New Romantics plays. He passed!
Woo!
Yeah!
Can they do this at the DMV?
Dude, this guy was hyped, okay? He was high-fiving people up and down the like lecture seats, and then he walked out because he was like, I passed. I got to get out of here.
I would, too.
It was great. I loved it. So we're on a high so far. Then he calls out the second person, Bridgers, P, and love story plays.
That's a heck yeah, you passed, baby.
I mean, you're in love, you're happy, you passed, she got the extra credit. Then we get to the last person he announces, Abrams, G. Can you please stand up? Let's find out how you did on your test. And All Too Well 10-minute version plays.
For 10 minutes?
Emphasis on 10-minute version. That's the ultimate.
Yeah, they totally got like two answers right.
She walked out of class also.
I would too.
Because, he did say right before that, like, just remember, if the breakup was really bad, that means you did really bad.
Can we put this in real life?
Oh, please.
I'm talking, all right, we get together in the conference room, and they're like, we're going to decide if we're getting raises, all right?
Oh.
Taylor, you're getting a raise.
Yeah!
Destiny, based on your performance, you're not getting a raise.
Dude, I'm actually down for this.
I would be too, honestly. Maybe not in front of my coworkers.
No, that's the best part, the humiliation.
It's those girls in the afternoon and trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
You really didn't want me to get Nora ring because you were like, the moment you get this, you're going to think you're dying.
I think they're amazing. For a lot of different reasons. But I have seen so many people on TikTok being like, if you are a WebMD diagnoser, if you always think something's wrong with you, like it can be a little toxic because you always think something is killing you. And I thought maybe that might be the case. Clearly, we're gathered here today to celebrate the life of this woman.
Because I think it's over. Because I already got my first alert. It's been 1 week since having the Aura ring. And I didn't think I would get an alert so quickly.
Yeah.
But I did. I hopped on the app this morning. And it gives you all sorts of different things. Like your readiness. Like how ready you are for the day. How focused. How much energy you're going to have. How much sleep you got. You get a score for that. Your activity and all those fun things. Now, before I get into this, I do want to tell you, because I have a feeling you're going to say something. This was before I twisted my ankle on the walk.
Okay.
And before I did fall flat on my face in the driveway, like we talked about earlier, okay?
Okay.
I check this before I even get out of the bed in the morning. And I get an alert from Symptom Radar.
Okay.
And it gives me like a red, like little flash, I guess I should say. And it says minor signs.
Oh, no.
Your biometrics show minor signs of something straining your body. Pay attention to how you're feeling today and give yourself time to rest if needed. Again, this was all before.
Yeah.
I had fallen twice, basically. So I clicked on it to learn a little bit more. It says, Symptom Radar can detect early signs of something straining your body by monitoring your biometrics. It notifies you of these signs so you can make proactive choices to balance your day with rest and support and recovery. Here's my thing. You're a day too late, little there, buddy. Because I've been telling you the last 2 days, I've been having headaches just nonstop. It was all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday. I just could not get a headache over. From the start of the day to the end of the day. Same thing yesterday. I'm like, you're a day late. If it's about my headache, it's not there anymore. It's gone. Otherwise, something will happen to me tomorrow. I don't know. And if I'm not here, you know why.
I hate this.
Why?
I'm sorry. Bro, I have a minor inconvenience in my body every day. Some days I wake up and my knee hurts. Other days there's a crink in my neck. There's always something wrong.
Well, according to it, you're dying.
This is why you have it and I don't.
Yeah, I might have a pack of diapers in my Amazon cart. We're not going to judge. It's a serious thing. Here's the dealio. I don't know what has gotten into me, but lately I like have a fear of public bathrooms. And I guess I took a while to like acknowledge this fear.
Yeah.
But like I'll be out like Saturdays running my errands and I'll have a coffee, right? And I'll go to like my Home Goods, my TJ Maxx, and you know, the trifecta.
Of course.
Right? And at some point, because the coffee gets to you, you have to go.
You got
to
go.
Potty, right? Whether it's number one or number two. And I refuse to go to the bathroom. Like, I will hold it in till, like, I'm ill because I just don't like going to public. And I can't tell you why I don't like going to public. Like, I really, truly don't have a reason why. But I will really hold it in until I'm like, okay, no, you seriously have to use a public bathroom. Even sometimes here at work, I'll, like, hold it in because I'm like, I don't really want to use it. It's a shared space. Why am I like this?
And you weren't like this before. This is a newer development.
Yeah, I don't think I ever was like this. In school, I would go to the bathroom all the time. In, you know, when I was in like my early 20s, I didn't have a problem using a public bathroom. Like, why do I have a problem?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I had the opposite problem. I feel like I used to be like that growing up. I was scared to raise my hand in class and be like, can I go to the bathroom? I didn't like that. Did not like going out in public. Not that I don't know that anybody's like, yes, I get to go use the Target restroom. Like, nobody is amped up about it, I don't think.
I think you're the only one who said that ever
it
in this world.
It means I'm at Target. I'm happy about it. But I don't know why you're having the... Because now I'm like, okay, get over yourself, Taylor. Like, you got to do what you got to do.
I know.
Where you got to do it.
No, 100%. But, like, I will go back home if I have to, if I can make it, and then go back on my adventures.
What's the trauma here? What happened? Did somebody laugh at a noise you made on the toilet somewhere? Be honest. I'm like, let's unpack it.
I mean, no, but there have been times here where you don't, you're going, right? And noises happen, and I'll be at work, and I'm like, oh my God, my coworkers heard that. They're going to think I'm so stupid.
You know that the bathrooms here are cement blocks?
They are. So you haven't heard anything, right? You have been making fun of me outside.
Do you think I stand outside the bathroom and have my ear up against it? I'm looking for something to make fun of Destiny.
I knew you were obsessed with me.
I literally would rather die than do that.
Let's get quizzical.
Let's get quizzical with those girls.
Time to use your brain cells.
The few that showed up today.
Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Really, I thought about doing this trivia question tonight. Because I'm severely distracted right now at work, making friendship bracelets. We're not going to ask questions and we're not going to talk about it. I'm still, don't mind me, I'm doing it as I'm doing Let's Get Quizzical.
Hey, I've been doing it too. Well, not today, but I have in the past. It's kind of soothing, so I'm not judging.
Well, the problem is it's not soothing when you can't get the stupid bead on the string.
Well, yeah.
Now I'm a man.
Okay. Well, can we put the feelings aside
before I throw this friendship bracelet
for this moment
across the room? Let's get to tonight's trivia question. 17% of people say this is the top reason they are distracted at work. What is it?
I wonder if making friendship bracelets is on that list.
Might be. How many people are getting ready for a Taylor Swift concert?
Hey, maybe. I don't know. I'm not judging you. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
I swear, if people text in Destiny, I will be mad.
Well.
What? I just know that some people do feel that I am a little distracting. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm like, this is why we don't sit in the same room. People ask. She likes to talk.
They do. Every single day. They're like, wait, why didn't you two not have an office together?
We wouldn't get anything done.
I can't shut up. That's the problem. Point blank, period. I can't shut up.
It's a lot of intrusive thoughts. A lot.
17% of people say this is the top reason they are distracted at work. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9.
We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with those girls in the afternoon.
Man, I'm distracted. Definitely distracted. It's a short week. You want me to work? I mean, I am. I swear. I know they're listening.
You should stop while you're ahead. I'm serious.
They're going to pull this audio and be like, what have you actually done this
Stop week? Incriminating yourself.
Let's see those emails. Let's see the checklist. What have you actually done this week?
Mm-hmm.
About
Taylor.
Don't
answer.
About Taylor. Shut up. Shut up. You're like my lawyer. Shut up.
She doesn't have a comment.
No comment. I can't speak without my lawyer, no. Okay? 17% of people say this is the top reason they're distracted at work. What is it?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. So far, 8270 said they're coworkers.
You know, once they shut that door,
it's
you
over.
Know you're screwed. You're like, oh, great, here we go. It's going to be a while.
I think you do that the most building.
I thought my lawyer was trying not to get me through.
Oh, sorry. No. No comment.
You're not really a good lawyer.
But, you know, like sometimes you go to the kitchen and you're like, I'm going to go grab my food and come right back to my desk. I'm in the middle of something really important. And then you start talking about, I don't know, the cheesy broccoli you're heating up, and suddenly 15 minutes have passed.
Mm-hmm.
It happens.
I know. That's why I need to see no one.
Should wear a blindfold around this office.
In my office should be a kitchen and a bathroom, and then I would never be distracted. I'd be in
That's
my own.
Not true. You would find a way. Always.
1928 said Facebook.
That's not really.
Taylor, admit it.
No, that's not really
a
problem for me. Spoiler alert, do a lot of things on the Zoomin' at 2.9 Facebook page. Hi, that's me behind those posts. So I have that open constantly all day. I never have you can't have your personal and like business page open at the same time. So I'm never scrolling on my own Facebook page.
Well, I'd be on the Z page scrolling and creeping on people.
Well, I do that. That's my job, though, so it's not being distracted.
I'm just creeping.
Yeah. That's my title, is Facebook Creeper. 0021 said, the mailman.
You know what? I hope he's listening. The mailman here, he's a talker. But he's fun, though. I like him.
You've never ran into him, I don't think.
He's so fun. To get going, like to get the talking. He's probably one of my favorite.
It's a different kind of mailman. What do you do? What do you do on your side of the building?
What'd you say?
I'm never over that. What is going on your side of the building
with
the mailman?
Nothing. When I was up front and I used to sit out there. Oh, I'd see the mailman all the time. We'd crack jokes.
Yeah.
We would die. Why are you looking?
Was it serious?
No.
Did you love each other?
No. Man, we were talking to each other. I'm gonna stop. Sure. My lawyer's telling me to shut up. 17% of people say this is the top reason they are dedicated to distracted.
She's just thinking about the mailman she's in love with.
I'm not distracted at work. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in two songs.
You know when my boyfriend listens to the podcast, he's going to be like, so you're in love with a mailman?
That's, you get people flustered, and they tell the truth. It sounds like you're in love with the mailman.
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer.
Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding.
It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
Tonight's trivia question. Sorry.
What? I'm distracted.
Which is funny because that's tonight's trivia question. But she's over there like completely dancing, which is not.
Sometimes something about this music sometimes gets me.
And then you distracted
me. Sorry. I'll be more mellow.
Please do. 17% of people say this is the top reason they are distracted at work. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Here's the thing. I know there's some coworkers around here that are severely distracted by online shopping.
Not really a problem with me unless you tell me to look something up. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then it's, oh God, I fall down a hole where it's like, oh, we need to order more, I don't know, like erasers. And I'm like, okay, let me see like Amazon, tip, tap, type. And then from there, I'm like, well, I do need more skincare. Oh, and I need a refill on this cat product. And then it's like, suddenly I've spent 25 minutes on Amazon.
Okay, that's funny.
I can't do it. Don't ask me to look for things online.
I'm the opposite because I had to look up like Christmas lights, you know, to get ready for tis the season for work, right? Mm-hmm. And I was on there and I just felt like I was being watched.
Oh, you feel naughty for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so every time I kept looking over my shoulder, like, I'm doing it for work. Mm-hmm. Every 2 seconds, I tried to get off as fast as I could. I was like, fine, first lights I like, I'm going to get them. Because I was so scared someone was going to think I'm like actually shopping for my own Christmas lights. I wasn't.
You know what it is you do?
What?
I'm just pulling you under the bus. You pay your bills. That's what gets you. Once you start paying your bills, is over for this woman.
I'm not going to confirm. Nor. No, I'm not going to confirm.
No comment.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.